Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions. Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
We're on Stitcher.
Stitcher.
You want to listen on Stitcher?
Stitcher.
Cause I still remember. And now it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you. Jerk off.
See, because I paid a late for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
What's your second favorite Midnight Oil song?
There's no such thing.
Hello and welcome to the TagCast podcast. Man, those guys are cute. My name is Terry Guile, and I got my co-host over here.
Yow!
He's Indian.
I'm Gat.
And we got a special guest, a super special guest, in the studio today.
Super
Dave Wambacher. How you doing, Dave?
Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you?
Now you're speaking my language.
So we brought out the Brittany Fox, because I don't remember if you remember from season one, he asked for Brittany Fox.
Yes.
And Long Way to Love. Those guys kind of look,
look
like Cinderella.
You're actually watching the video, aren't you?
Yeah. Those guys are so cute.
Oh, man, that's a lot of hair.
Speaking of love, can we go right into talking shit? Because it is love related.
It's been a while since we talked shit. We had a guest on our show a week or two ago that asked that we not talk shit while he was here, so we didn't.
Did you consider my suggestion for a name for the segment?
No.
Fecal Matters?
It does matter. Fecal does matter. But this,
we're
I want to talk about
matters.
Like relationships and, like, you know, at the beginning of a relationship, you don't really want to poo in front of the...
Oh, you're talking about relationships.
Relationships. And then, so we're talking about relationships. And, like, when, you know, is that... Is the honeymoon truly over when you can shit comfortably?
With the door open?
Yeah. Whoa, with the door open, yeah. And then you're kind of saying, I do.
Well, the first step to that is actually, can you let the significant other go in the bathroom 30, 45 minutes after you've used it?
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't go in there for about 45 minutes.
But even that's uncomfortable, like on the first date thing. What if that happens like...
Yeah,
you know,
like my daughter went in the bathroom
dates
after my stinky ass not too long ago and said, awkward, someone didn't open the door when they used the bathroom, or open the window when they were using the bathroom. It's like, I turned on the Sensi. The shit hadn't melted yet. Well, not the shit, but the wax hadn't melted yet, so... It wasn't smelling cinnamony fresh in there. Well, I'm glad that we got shit talking.
Yeah.
Right. You got anything else? I see.
Well,
you got
no.
Your...
Did we ever decide? I mean, when that point is? I mean,
some girls just don't care. They're more metal or more hardcore, I guess.
And
but...
they just know that people shit.
Yeah. Another one's like to do it after. Was that after good oral sex?
Yeah.
Really knocked one loose there, Tiger.
And some girls just claim that they don't even do that. They don't poop.
Yeah.
They don't even fart.
Come on.
They just poot.
No, those are just Pat's ex-girlfriends.
Is that what they do? They don't poop? That's why they're all so full of shit.
Yeah.
Maybe that is true.
Ohio.
They're all gassy.
Gassy.
No, it was a running gag that he didn't like girls to fart around him.
Oh.
Way, 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 way back when.
And that's how you get divorced from Pat Wambacher.
Apparently.
Just let one fly.
Yeah. All right.
So any of your listeners, tell us, when is your relationship over?
Yeah.
When does the ship hit the fan?
Reading on the toilet is bad for you. Did you know that?
No, I don't do it very much. I just do my business and get out.
Yeah. Supposedly, it's a way to relax on there when you're doing it. But it turns out that sitting on too long, you can get hemorrhoids with prolonged toilet time.
Wow.
Blood returns from the rectal area is impeding during prolonged sitting.
I can't believe I asked for this.
Yeah, the bottom line is what comes to get
the bottom line
comes to poo is get up as soon as you're through.
Wow.
So that, I mean, yeah, but I mean, you know, you sit on there and your legs get numb, you know, if you're really into reading.
Now, there's only two of you here, but I've heard a person ask a group of people in a room if they've ever used any type of media, i.e., phone, Kindle, yeah. iPod, uh-huh. while taking a poo on the toilet. Have you ever done that? You ever use your phone while you're shitting?
Yeah, but I wash my hands and I, you know.
So they said, most people raised their hands in the audience of about 40 people, and they said, I'm not borrowing your phone. And if you borrow someone's phone, you might want to, like,
well, that's
off
my joke.
Fecal matter.
My joke is that set up, and then I say, all right, now how many of you use it while you eat?
Aha! Yeah. At the same time.
Maybe that's just
at the same time, yeah.
I eat while I'm shitting a lot.
Do you like scissors?
I like scissoring.
Do you like scissors? Yeah. All right.
You know,
Dave, you like scissors?
Not particularly, but I don't dislike them particularly
all right,
either.
All right.
I like scissors right around this time of year because it's harvest time.
Yeah.
You're talking about the new wave band in, like, was it 84?
No, I'm talking about scissors, like cutting scissors.
Oh, right. I like them fine.
All right. Have you ever ran with scissors?
When I was a kid once.
All right.
Yep. Fire! Just kidding. Man. I scared Dustin.
That sounded like mine.
He thought the studio was on fire.
So when you did run with scissors.
Yes, but I had the point. I thought I was being responsible because I had the point pointed at the floor.
Uh-huh.
And I started running, and I don't remember what class it was. It was in school way, way, way back when.
Uh-huh.
And, boy... David, run back.
Oh, you got it, huh?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Teacher stopped me.
And said, don't run with scissors? Yeah. Wow. What a legitimate time to tell you that.
I know.
Oh, you know what? No, it was when I was in Cub Scouts, because we did the...
Cum Scouts?
Cub Scouts.
Oh, sorry.
Did I say Cum Scouts?
It sounded like you said Cum
Wow.
That's just what they call it in the back room.
Yeah, that's Jerry Zandusky's organization there.
The Cum Scouts.
Have you ever used...
No, but it triggered a class on how to hand people scissors.
Oh,
you turn it around and hand it to them.
Even
first.
With knives,
yeah.
You know.
So she turned it into a teaching opportunity.
I took a class.
Mrs. McCready.
I took a class on how to hand somebody's ass to them.
I still got nice.
Sorry.
You just hand their ass to them.
Yeah, here. Take this.
Have you ever used scissors with the wrong hand?
Yes.
Because I'm left-handed, I often
you can buy left-handed scissors.
Yeah, you can. But if I don't, man, they're. On PayPal, I'm going to buy you guys both left-handed scissors just so you know my awkwardness. And
I need a pair.
I won't have a pair.
I need to be a two-fisted scissor guy because it's harvest time.
Speaking of scissors, did you hear about that football game, that college football game, where there was somebody found scissors on the field, one of the players, right before a play? Like right in the middle of the field, scissors.
Do you think it fell out of a ref's pocket?
I don't know.
Or unofficial.
Actually, it was probably fell out of one of the
unofficial.
One of the first aid people, one of the trainers or something, was probably
that's
had
possible.
It in their pocket.
Oh, maybe he cut some tape after he wrapped up the foot.
Or he could have also stuffed it, you know, been wrapping the guy's foot and tucked it into the
pad. Yeah, this was in the middle of the game.
Something. Yeah.
This is wrapping up a segment I like to call the Sports Sneak, where I sneak a sports story in on Terry.
I snuck a sports one in on Wednesday. First story. Monday night was the 666th Monday Night Football.
Okay.
Tim Tebow tweeted it.
Yep.
Did he really?
Yep.
Yeah.
No kidding.
After he said a prayer.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all know Darth Vader.
You know
did
when
that first.
when he got traded from Denver, when they broke the news to him, they said, "I'm sorry, but we're aborting you from the team."
Oh. You're being sucked out. It's a wire coat hanger for you, Tebow.
And we don't have any scissors going, so it can't be a partial birth abortion.
Partial birth abortion. Speaking of little kids, are you done with your questions yet?
Yeah.
You got more.
What
do you guys think is the line as far as like robbing the cradle? Say, you know, when you're older, it's not as bad. Like, say, if I don't know, I knew some people back when I was 24 that used to date 16-year-olds. I won't mention any
names.
You
said when you're older, it's better.
Yeah, like if you're 50 and your wife's 35.
Oh, I thought you meant like.
That's
right.
Not terrible, right? Because if it's still 15 years, did that.
No.
But what if you're 30?
I thought you were talking about like the older you are and the girl's still 16.
But what if you're 30 and the girl's 15? That's probably not okay.
No, well, what if you're 16 and the girl's 1?
That's probably not okay.
That's what I always tell my girlfriend because she's 6 years younger. I'm like, you know, when I was 7, you were 1.
Ooh, that's sexy. So you guys have seen the movie The Green Mile, have you not?
Yes.
No.
The guy from it just died not too long ago, the black guy. Mm-hmm. Well,
I only read the first part.
Okay, well, there was a jerk-off...
marathon.
There was a guard. There was a guard that was like a total jerk. I can't remember his name right off the top of my head.
I know.
And they locked him in that room for a while because he was a dick. And so this guy in real life, his name is Doug Hutchinson.
Dub.
Wasn't he in the first season of X-Files, too?
I believe so, and he was on another show as well that they mentioned. Well, this dude is now on this show called Couples Therapy, which is a stupid reality show where couples come on there.
He doesn't listen to me.
Exactly.
I want to host that show.
So Doug Hutchinson is 51 years old, and his wife is 17.
Is he related to Michael Hutchins?
His wife is 17.
And he's 51?
He's 51.
Yeah,
well, actually, she just turned 18.
Well, it's okay if it's divisible, though, because that's divisible.
it goes in by three.
Yeah.
One in the pink, two in the stink. Oh, wait.
That's why he married her.
So this girl, her name's Courtney Stodden, and she's apparently an internet sensation. She puts on these videos called Hello, Courtney, and she's dressed up like a kitty, and she's lapping up milk out of a dish. And like,
wow. All right.
And she's always wearing these super skimpy outfits, and she's like, and he's like, it doesn't matter to me, you know. She's just beautiful, and she's 17, and he's 51, and they're going for therapy. I don't think that they...
you think that's... so you're saying that's wrong.
I don't think that she's not even... Well, she just turned 18, so I guess it's okay now, but they got married when she was 16, and he was 50.
Was she doing that stuff
I've seen
as a 16-year-old?
I know who you're talking about.
17.
17?
After they got married, she started doing that, I think.
Wow.
So, would you find it a problem, though, if...
What do you think her parents think?
She was
100. The dude is older than her dad.
101 and she was 68.
That'd be okay.
I think that her parents think, oh, my daughter found a rich guy.
Yeah, the guy from the Green Mile.
For sure.
Yeah.
I can retire and he'll take care of me because I have a daughter.
I don't know. I mean, it is wrong.
When I'm 51, I would love to have an 18-year-old girl.
What would you talk about, though?
But I wouldn't, because it's wrong. But it doesn't mean I wouldn't want it.
Yeah, what would you talk about, you know, though? I mean...
Nicki Minaj.
Get me another beer.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Fix me a sandwich, bitch.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know how to cook yet because she's 17. Right? Yuck.
Yeah. I don't know. You know.
I thought 8 years was a lot. 35, that's a bit much.
Honey, have you seen my Geritol?
Yeah. It's right next to the Viagra, honey.
No, that's the stool softener.
You remember how... back in the Egyptian days, when they used to put those rings on people's necks to, like, strengthen their necks.
Wasn't it African?
Yeah, okay.
And they put a plate in their lip and stuff?
Yeah, I was just thinking of that.
Okay.
You know, imagine if they would have done those to their tits. And they just would have kept on squeezing them out farther and farther from their chest.
They'd have, like...
Like Madonna. And then they just have those big old bulbs on the end of their nipples.
Cannon tits. It's like, you remember missile
tits? Torpedo tits. That was probably where it came from.
Well, I remember missile tits, man. We had this chick, this Mexican chick that worked at Country Coach, and she had one of those. It must have been an old school bra, or else she just had really perky boobs. And they were, like, literally pointing up always.
Wow.
And we always called her missile tits, and we thought that she would get offended, but then she heard about it, and she kind of liked it.
Oh, she liked being missiles.
Hey, you can put an eye out with that thing.
I'd like to.
That's funny.
Missile tits.
Missile tits. That's a song title right there.
That could be. Do you think anybody would get away with saying, say they got caught with a pot plant, and if they would say that they just didn't know it was pot?
Oh, I didn't know it was pot.
Right. Well, that's happened to
I doubt it would work.
A couple,
but I guess you could try it.
An old elderly couple from Bedford, England, bought this nice bush from a flea market. They took it home. They didn't know what it was. But they kept growing it, and it got really big, and then the cops came to their house because it was out in the open. It was the largest cannabis plant they had ever seen.
Really?
That's what the Bedford Police Department said.
Why can't I find flea markets like that?
I know. They're just selling a pot plant at a flea market. Here, take this, and then they don't tell the people. But they didn't get... the cops bought the story. So, way to go, old couple from England.
Crazy.
We know that you guys were fucking smoking that shit.
Yeah. And what you learn, though, is if you go to a flea market, you end up with fleas in your bush.
Yeah. Yeah. That's better than going to a flea circus.
Never been to one.
They're crazy, dude.
Do they have a...
There's little flea clowns running around and flea trapeze artists.
Yeah, there's so much trouble in the band when the band's playing, though, because, you know...
Yeah.
They're heavy bass solos all over the place.
You guys have a favorite bacon? I recently asked a question about if people have a favorite bacon. Now, here's your choices. Regular bacon. Maple bacon. Peppered bacon. Canadian bacon.
That's not bacon, really.
Or fake bacon.
Like bacon bits?
No, fake vegetarian bacon.
Sizzling?
I think my favorite bacon is the next piece of bacon.
The next piece of bacon.
Ooh.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I like, it wasn't in my choices, though.
Oh, what was your?
I like Applewood bacon.
Applewood bacon.
Do you know about Applewood bacon?
Applewood smoked bacon, yeah.
Yeah.
I like peppered bacon.
Yeah, I was going to say, of the choices that you gave me, I think peppered bacon would probably be number one.
Believe it or not very many people pick peppered bacon. They choose original.
Because you can put maple on peppered bacon, you know, because it's right next to your pancake.
You can put pepper on a regular bacon.
Yep.
Yeah, but that doesn't work as well.
You can also put apple wood on any bacon.
I don't like the actual wood. It's a bit charred.
Do you have an apple wood?
I have an apple tree that's made of wood.
I've
been burning some of it, actually. I've been cutting some wood. I got about two quarts.
Frozen?
No, but the mountains are blue. Look how blue those mountains are. You know what? I've decided that just makes you fucking feel like a loser when they're not blue. Like, take a drink. You know it's warm. You look at it. It's like, yeah, the mountains are white. I know. I like drinking warm beer.
See, I never see it that way. Because the only time I ever drink warm beer is when I'm laying in bed crying and the lights are all out.
That is a good time to be drinking.
It's kind of like masturbation with lubrication from your tears. It's like a little,
can we get all political?
We can get a little political.
All right, let's get a little political.
How about half political?
Let's get half political. All right,
get litical.
We're talking about Maine. All right.
Okay.
There is this political candidate in Maine for senator, Colleen Laschwitz.
What's her username?
Auschwitz?
Huh?
What's her username?
I don't know what her username is.
I thought I was anticipating what it was about. Well, go ahead.
Oh, you might be.
Auschwitz. That's her last name.
Laschwitz.
Is this a World of Warcraft lady?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She apparently there is attack ads on her because she is a level 85 orc in World of Warcraft. But the big story is that she goes on there in the chat and she like makes fun of her political foes.
Yeah, I wish these were Republicans I was slaying or whatever.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Like
I wish this was
her political opponent.
Yeah, or whoever Romney. I wish this dragon was Romney or whatever, you know. And do you think that is a new form because there's all these social clubs and forums and stuff. And, you know, I guess it could go on in a forum and nobody would ever know, you know. I mean, there is, like, liberal and conservative forums where people probably do the same thing.
Yeah. A lot of those are just echo chambers.
For sure. You know, chambers, just people chambers, agreeing with, you know, people preaching to their own choir, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny because when you said echo chamber, he said, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
He did without even thinking.
But, I mean, people go in online games to campaign. Do you think that...
Campaign for political office?
Yeah. I mean, do you think that's really going to turn anybody? Who you get a party with? I mean, You're going to be sitting there talking about the Democrat or Republican Party, and they're going to be talking about the loot, the treasure loot party.
Yeah, the adventuring party.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems silly to me.
I know it does. I think Terry's bored of this.
How do you know?
World of Warcraft. Dude, she's a level 85 orc. Do you want a level 85 orc running things?
I don't even know what a level 85 orc is.
All right, Dave. Well, let's talk.
Enlighten me. What's it?
Let's talk about orc.
You know what an orc is, right?
It's that guy that used to have that show with Mindy on TV.
An orc is green. He's got those teeth that come from the bottom jaw.
From Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, the bad guys in Lord of the Rings.
Okay, I just saw some of those people in Eugene, but I didn't know. They said there was a Gandalf on every corner.
There was a protester.
There was a Gandalf on every corner and an orc downtown.
Yeah. No, they got orcs are generally good with bows.
Yeah, supposedly
it's weapons.
I don't know. Yeah, it's Lord of the Rings mythos or whatever the hell you call it. The orc is
Middle
a corrupted version of an elf. You know, they got playing around with dark magic and everything, and that's how orcs were created.
I thought that was a drow.
That's a dark elf. Well, they're the ones. I don't know. That's Dungeons and Dragons, I think.
Oh,
boring.
Man, sorry. Commentary over there. All right,
commentary.
Well,
I'm the most commentary you know.
What do you got?
I'm Common. Terry.
Have you been writing songs to the Common?
Commentary. I'm a commandeering commentary.
Hey, how about those 30-pound test guys?
Those guys are coming up
like
a flower.
Yeah, they are, man.
They like to eat fish and drink and sleep and smoke
they
fish.
They do. Eat, drink, smoke fish. You can go to their website at www.30poundtest. That's 330. Pound, P-O-U-N-D, test.com. Yeah, go and check those guys out. And
I think they had an awesome show last night, opening for H-E-D-P-D.
Yeah, yeah.
It's easier for you to say.
Head P-E.
Yeah. You can go to their website, check out some videos, possibly, of last night's show.
So were you in school? When you were in school, did you ever get head and P-E?
No.
No?
We didn't have a co-ed shower.
No, I meant from the teacher.
Oh.
Sandusky.
Pretty sure he was a pitcher, not a catcher.
Yeah. Ooh.
Sandusky is appealing his case because they didn't have ample time to get their defense ready.
They're just horsing around.
Isn't that the same excuse they used the last time they lost in the Sugar Bowl?
He said, son, we don't have ample time, but you sure do have ample breasts.
You want
breasts.
Some sugar.
You have such ample breasts, my son.
Yeah.
Could I touch them?
Ew.
So what else has Super Dave Wambacher been up to in the last
I heard you were refereeing for some midget wrestling.
He's an unofficial official.
No, I was just laughing.
Oh, you're laughing. Yeah.
Did you watch midget wrestling?
I have before. I love how they used to crack up when they do it in Portland wrestling.
Yeah, they had a couple midgets in Portland wrestling.
And they'd be beating their heads against the second turnbuckle.
Instead of the top one, that just cracked me up.
Yeah. And then when Andre the Giant fought like a bunch of midgets.
Whoa, yeah, and they were like all hanging off his legs and arms and stuff. So you think there's as big of a market for midget wrestling as there is for regular guy wrestling?
It's niche.
It's
niche. Kind of like midget porn.
Yeah.
Or homeless people wrestling.
Yeah, bum fights.
Fights.
I'll give you $20 if you punch that guy in the face.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard that, speaking of wrestling, that Hulk Hogan had a sex tape leaked.
No, he did. That's what I heard, too. How is it, Dave?
Wasn't it with somebody else's wife or something?
Oh, I thought it was with Roddy Piper.
Nobody was really caring about who the other person was.
Nobody wants to see it, either.
I don't want to see it.
It's like, come on, brother! Take that, brother!
I could never tell the difference between him and his wife.
Eat my vitamins.
His wife looks like him?
Kind of, yeah, but without the mustache.
Wow.
And she still has a wig, at least.
Yeah, he needs one.
Did you ever see that clip of him putting sunscreen on his daughter's butt?
No.
Yeah, it was pretty creepy.
Wow. He was always creepy around his daughter, though, because I watched that show a few times.
Hogan's.
He had a show?
Yeah, it was a reality show.
It was a reality show. Come on, dude, of their family.
It's called Hogan something, just like Lorenzo Lamas had a show.
Sometimes I'm really, really happy I don't get cable.
Yeah,
it
you
wasn't
are.
Hogan's Heroes, but it should have been.
It was called Hogan's...
The Hogan Family, I think.
Oh, the Hogan Family.
No, it wasn't the Hogan Family. That was the Hogan's. She wasn't even on. What was that movie he had? Thunder Bay?
I don't know.
All right. And
it was kind of like a Miami Vice kind of thing, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. No, well, I doubt that.
Well, the speedboats and a cop.
Yeah.
Cop.
There's him in a boat.
Yeah. Oh.
He's mustache on a boat. In the wind.
That's
boat.
What it was. A handlebar mustache in the wind.
That's not a handlebar mustache. It's a Fu Manchu.
Oh, whatever it is.
Because the handlebar needs wax that goes out.
Wax on,
it's the same
off.
Thing.
So
only
say
not.
You.
Only
it's
not.
The same but different. It's exactly the same but just a little different.
Yeah. Beers, so what about the Cambodian Fighting League?
The Cambodian Midget Fighting League.
What is that? It's
that
a camel.
That was actually Cambodian
camel
Midget Fighting League.
Yeah, but it looks like a camel.
No, it was an internet hoax in 2005, 2006. Uh-huh. Hopefully I still have it up on my phone.
Yeah. Huh.
But what happened was these guys kind of got in an argument whether who would win a fight.
Who did?
Two friends. I have no idea who the hell they are. Their name is probably on here somewhere.
That is a
but
weird name.
They had an argument about whether 40 midgets could, would if 40 midgets fought a lion, who would win?
Who? Who do you think?
I think the lion would win.
Hell yeah.
Well, so he...
I don't know.
Midgets don't have sharp teeth.
If you sacrificed one, the other 39 would probably get on top of it, right?
I would think so. You know, just clog his... Mm-hmm. What are you saying? Clog his mouth? Grab the smallest midget and just shove him down the lion's throat and beat on him until he stops mm-hmm. scratching?
Or get four midgets and dactyl the lion. And then the other 36 can watch.
You need four lions.
Oh, yeah.
Clip his damn claws first, too. Well, no, wait. Clip her damn her claws, because otherwise that'd be gay.
It's not gay if it's with animals.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as homosexual bestiality.
Or plants.
Since when?
I just made that up.
Damn.
Since just now.
Some people have sex with plants.
I'm going to tell my lawyer.
He's going to charge you just for listening to him.
So anyway... To win this bet, this guy actually made a fake webpage for, I think it was BBC News, World News. And it said that a fan of the Cambodian Midget Fighting League challenged the league's president in response to a recent league advertising campaign that the midgets will take on anything, man, beast, or machine. The fan claimed that one lion could defeat the entire league of 42 midget fighters. Accepting the challenge, an African lion was flown to Kampong Shang, which I think mm-hmm. is in Cambodia, especially for the event.
Were they told it was going to be a holiday?
No.
In Cambodia.
But it says the fight was called off after only 12 minutes, and 28 of the fighters were declared dead, while the other 14 suffered severe injuries, including broken bones and lost limbs, rendering them unable to fight back. Now, the thing about this story was it was picked up as a real story by a lot of newspapers and magazines mm-hmm. in England, mostly. Ricky Gervais, for one. And he presented it as a real event. Howard Stern did. The New York Post printed an article on it. Maxim magazine did something on it.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah, there'd be
that's
kind of
like
shows.
A station in somewhere. Tehran picked up an Onion news story.
That was hilarious.
That a certain amount of percent of people would rather hang out with,
rather have a beer.
Nehan Badamana
Ahmadinejad.
Yeah, than Barack Obama.
What was his name?
Ahmadinejad.
Nice. I couldn't even say it right when I was reading.
Wasn't that the guy from Star Wars, Akbad?
No, Akbar. Akbar.
Oh, Akbar.
Yeah,
Akbar.
That name always struck me as a little odd.
Akbar.
You know.
There was a band called Akbar.
It's a trap.
Admiral Akbar.
It's a crap.
I got a new movie coming out. I just got financed.
What?
Tuesday. Did you guys hear about that?
No. I saw someone say that they would finance the whole motherfucker.
Yeah, all I got to do
if you
throw
had a high-speed chase.
And a Cadillac full of nuns.
Assassins.
Nun assassins. Which, I'll put it in there.
Yeah. So what's the movie called?
Now, does that mean they're nuns that assassinate, or are there people who assassinate nuns?
No, they're nuns who kill people.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be about chickens.
Oh, the neighbor's chicken.
The neighbor's chicken eats a $100,000 check. This is going to be like an Adam Sandler style.
Oh, eats a check. Okay. At first, I thought you meant a Czechoslovakian person.
No, he eats a whole check. This is like an Adam Sandler kind of storyline. The guy's got to save his farm, and he needs exactly $100,000, so he has to get the chicken, the check back from the chicken.
The chicken.
But while this is all going on, the chicken somehow gets on a Greyhound bus and goes all the way to New York City, and that's where the adventure really begins.
How about if the bus...
Hilarity ensues.
How about if the bus can't go below 55 miles an hour? That's that chicken right there.
Yeah, it is the chicken.
That's a pretty good storyline, but... Yeah.
So I'm looking for somebody to write at least an outline and a few pages of a script. And
so
we'll
is
that.
He going to, like... Does he want to, like, cut the chicken open and try and glue that check back together?
It's up to the scriptwriter.
Huh.
I haven't written any script. I'm just helping
Concept.
Produce it.
You just got Concept. Ideas, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't
so,
make,
I mean, you could go
sense?
With that. You could go
wouldn't
with the cutting
it open.
Wouldn't it
make more sense if it was, like, the diamond out of his grandmother's wedding engagement ring, and it's the last
we could go
thing
with that.
Worth
we could go with that.
Anything that he has except for the farm, and he doesn't mm-hmm. want to give it up?
Yep.
Finally makes a decision, and the chicken breaks in the house and eats it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Because if he ate the check, he would have to, like, eat a roll of scotch tape or something, too.
Yeah, and because, you know, then he'd be, you know, following the chicken around with a little baggie for 3 days.
Well, you would with the with the jewel, too, wouldn't you?
Hell yeah, you would,
I'd
but with a check.
I just
you're
cut
him open. You'd have to break up all those little nuggets. And,
yeah.
You know, have you ever seen chicken poop?
No.
Well, that's the thing. Is
don't they have
well,
little
maybe
nuggets,
you could
like
write
rabbits?
Into the storyline. That the chicken,
I'll write the damn thing.
That the chicken, as he poops it out, gets a major paper cut.
Oh, check, please.
I got
nothing. Check, please. Now, I heard a funny thing the other day. Somebody said when he goes to the strip club, he just sets a piece of or a roll of scotch tape up on the bar there,
uh-huh.
and then he just rips up a $20 bill and makes it rain.
Yeah.
And then if the stripper wants the money, she has the tape there. She can tape the 20 back together.
How long did it take him to wake back up after the bouncer beat the shit out of him?
Bouncers don't do that.
Yes, they do.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I've never acted out in a strip club. I just...
Yeah.
No, but I've seen acting out in a strip club.
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys don't mess around. If there's a table between where they grab the guy and where the door is... He's going to hit that table. So if your drink is on the table and you see him coming.
Grab your drink.
Grab your drink and lean back.
Good advice. Good advice.
That's for all you strip club
goers. We had a segment a while back. We did clown advice. And I have some clown advice today I got from a previous clown. And this is what it's going to be.
You have advice from a previous clown?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it advice on how to be a clown?
Don't get diarrhea after you put the suit on. That was his advice to me.
That is excellent, excellent advice.
Yeah.
Huh.
Speaking of which, that story with the farmer and guy, the guy is a karate clown. The main guy. So he's like
a
kicking around. Clown. He's doing roundhouse.
Oh, yeah. You have
clown.
To be able to perform karate in a clown suit.
Mm-hmm.
Which
you're doing like roundhouse kicks with clown shoes.
Those things are huge.
Yeah.
Just think the damage you could do with a clown shoe.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I was going to try out for the movie, but I can only do Tai Chi in a clown suit.
Is that a casting call or something?
Yeah, you're looking for work. Because if you can do karate in a clown suit, then you're a shoo-in.
Yeah, yeah. you are.
You're a shoo-in for the clown.
Yeah, but
it
is a plus if you can provide your own sidekick.
And you have to be able to do karate like...
Mm-hmm. Ow, dude, you hit me.
No, the only thing on my resume is just a scared who me look. So
who you?
Who me?
Who you?
Who are Louie?
I can't do it. There's no. You don't have a webcam going, yeah.
Who are Louie?
Yeah, we do.
You do? Where is it?
It's up your butt.
I know. I'm getting a reading on your prostate.
Yeah, you should really get that checked.
I'm out of here.
A guy said told me the other day he was going to be going in for one of those camera procedures in a while, and he wants to know if I wanted to get a videotape of it.
I've heard it's pretty invasive.
What I want to know is who the hell is Paul, and how did his lip get there?
Paul lip.
Ah, he's got a Paul up his ass. How did Paul's lip get up your ass anyway?
I'm
is
not
that
doing
Paul
this.
Paul up. They found a polyp on my colon. They found a polyp on my colon. I found a polyp on my colon.
I had another movie. It was called Corn Eyes.
Corn Eyes?
They have corn eyes. And the premise of this movie was the future where they can clone people from our fecal matter. And the clones have corn eyes.
Do they have cornrows in their hair?
Nope, they just have corn eyes. That's how you can tell. Yep, and peanut teeth, and that's how you can tell if they're a clone or not.
Peanut teeth?
Yeah.
Holy smokes. That's gross, dude.
Yeah, how do we get back on the shit?
We're just
that
gonna
was my new movie.
Man, we're going to talk
they
the whole
have corn
episode.
Eyes.
Why do we keep talking about this shit, man?
What do you got to talk about, Dave?
Children of the Corn Eyes.
Not a whole hell of a lot.
All right.
I'm more of a counterpuncher.
Do you have a cat?
No.
Do you want a Santa hat on it?
I will. I'm going to send you pictures of my mom's cats. How's that?
All right. That's sweet. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Welcome. But I get royalties on those postcards, right?
What? I don't have them on any postcards.
Yet.
You'll get some postcards.
It's going to be the baddest ass cat in Santa hat postcard you ever made.
Do you guys know, like, when you were in school, when you have school pictures, did they ever used to offer, like, a retouching service, like a touch-up service of the picture? You ever heard of that? Like,
I've heard of it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So
I'm
some
sure
parents,
they probably offered it.
Some parents in somewhere, I think it was Sweden or somewhere, got pissed because they were offering retouching services, and they took it the wrong way, saying that it would ruin the kid's self-esteem, thinking, oh, you're ugly, we're going to make you look better. But and then they said, well, it's mostly for, like, blemishes and black eyes.
And zits.
Which is weird that they would say black eyes. Why would kids have black eyes that need to be touched up by Photoshop or whatever? But
weird.
So some of the parents were pissed. And then I saw this other story just now. So if I fuck it up, that's just because I just found it. But a child. A child had an error on her picture after they edited it that gave her a third eye in her class yearbook.
Nice.
And they're offering her $225 in compensation.
Did it look like a vagina on her forehead?
I think it looked like a third eye.
Because that's what I would do. I want to offer a retouching service for students' pictures and draw, like, dicks going into their mouth.
Oh, it was on her forehead.
And draw vaginas on their
so
forehead.
So probably somebody was screwing around and did it and it accidentally saved it over the original, probably.
Yeah. They didn't take out that layer.
That's too funny. It says first everyone was laughing and we all thought it was funny, but then we noticed that it made her sad and we realized that it's actually quite bad and that they never noticed the mistake.
We were laughing and making fun of her and pointing at her, and then we realized, wait a minute. That
and then
probably,
the teacher yelled at us.
She's not laughing either.
Well, that little girl needs to get a sense of goddamn humor.
Humor. Do you think America is dumbed down because of our safety rules?
We're
like
dumb all over.
Seat belts. And wearing helmets when you're riding and the ilk.
Dumbed down?
From seatbelts?
No, just from all the safety rules. You can't ride in the back of a truck standing up anymore. You can't, you know, take a hay ride without
somebody up
your ass.
You can't ride in the back of the pickup unless you're 18 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't ride in the front seat until you're 16.
I had a cop tell me that.
I thought it was 12.
What?
7-Eleven parking lot. These kids, the cop had yelled at him for being out, and curfew was coming up. There was a curfew in Lebanon for a little while. I don't know if there still is or not. But
terrorists.
One of the guys says, hey, can you give us a ride? Which way are you going? And I said, back this way. And he says, dude, I live 3 blocks from you. Can we pile in? And I said, sure can. They started climbing in. The cop goes, they're not 18. They can't ride in the back of that truck. Oh, well, thanks for telling me now before I pulled out on the street and
yeah,
she could have
nice
pulled
of
me
him,
over.
Actually.
Yeah, that would have been bad. But I was really surprised
to
hear that.
Did you tell him just to lay down?
I rode to California and back in the back of the damn back of a pickup.
Under 18.
I was
7.
9 or 10. No, I remember when it was my turn to ride in the front, I was trying to learn how to shuffle. I was trying to teach myself how to shuffle cards in the middle of the night, and I was doing it backwards. I couldn't figure out how people would shuffle with their elbows in, but I had my fingers on the wrong end of the card, and I was, you know, chicken winging a little bit there. And anyway, sorry, memory flashback. You were saying about safety?
No, I'm just saying I was going to ask you if you were trying to learn how to shovel carts while you're riding on the back of the truck.
No, it was
in the back. No, I was in the front seat.
Because you would have been playing a hell of a game of 52 cart pickup.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I kept waking Pat up.
How'd you do that?
Hitting him with my elbow, trying to shuffle. There was three of us. My dad.
He was chicken.
And two of us in the front, and one in the back of a Chevy Love pickup.
Hey, this we haven't done in a while. Should we call him?
Call Pat?
Yeah.
Fuck, he ain't going to answer. I'll call him.
All right, let's do it. Boot it, where's Pat?
We call Jared, and he answers sometimes, and sometimes he doesn't.
Where's Pat?
No, Pat's the dude that will text me and ask me, hey, who sang that song, cats are neat, meow, 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 meow.
He asked you that too, huh?
And I'll text him back, AMQA, and then it'll be 12 hours before he texts me back saying, fuck yeah.
I even went online and copied and pasted the lyrics into a text message to him.
Wow. Catch
and eat, catch and eat, meow, 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 meow. Catch and eat, meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow. I preferred mutant cats from hell myself.
Skip it up, up, beep, up.
What kind of cats from hell?
Mutant cats from hell.
Oh, that was another band, wasn't it?
No, that was the same band, same album.
Oh. Shows you how much I know about that.
I don't know where they
Apple maggot quarantine.
They also covered Bad Company on that album.
Somebody told me that was
Five Finger Maggot Punch.
Oh,
I don't know if I buy that, but I'll find a place to hide out.
Okay, it's like a.
Would you buy that for a dollar?
You know what's good for
it's
you.
Evening time. And we're calling Pat. I don't know if he's going to answer the phone. Hopefully, he'll think it's his brother calling. But why would he think that when it says Terry Guile? Oh shoot! I installed that call recorder, but I'm not using it.
Hi,
this is Pat. I'm unavailable. I bet he'll say I'm unavailable.
Hi, this is Pat, and I'm unavailable, so leave a message.
How'd I know?
Damn it, you got a memory.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number,
press 5.
I had a deja vu.
Can he hear us, or do you have to talk into your phone?
No, I got to talk. Hey, Pat Wambacher. He can hear you if you're talking to my headphones. That was your brother, Dave. He's here on the podcast. We're calling you. You're not answering. That's weird. Your thing said you're unavailable.
It's a deja vu.
That's odd.
It's a deja vu. And it's been like, how many weeks since we've called you? Forever? Hey, who did that song, Cats Are Neat, Cats Are Neat, Meow, 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 Meow? Oh, fuck you.
L-M-F-A-O.
A-K-M-U-A. Hulu. All right, Pat, call us back if you're not gay. Okay, bye.
No, here's what you need to tell him.
What do I need to tell him?
The tests are at Jordan again, and I will remove your iPod from its tiny nano sheath and push it up your cock. And then I'll pop some speakers up your ass and put it on your shuffle with my fucking fist. Okay, and every time I hear something that I don't like, which will be every time that something comes on, I will skip to the next track by crushing your balls.
That sounds like a really mad Irishman.
Scotsman.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's from my favorite show ever.
Well, hopefully he heard that. What was the show?
The Library, or not The Library. That's my newest.
The Secretary.
No, it's The Thick of It. The Thick of It. It's on Hulu, and it's the communications director for the Prime Minister of England.
Right on. And what's that show about?
It's all, they're putting out political fires.
So they're firemen.
Yeah. You know, this guy Malcolm just... I mean, this guy can chew somebody out and threaten people better than anybody I've ever heard. And it's just brilliant, brilliant writing.
But can you watch the news on Hulu?
There are news shows that I can watch.
So you could watch Hulu in the news?
Hulu new?
Hulu's news.
You're supposed to drink the beer, not smoke it.
Oh, I'm a beer smoker.
I'm a beer smoker.
I'm a beer smoker. Smoking beers all day. Hey, I think we should get into one of our segments here.
What segment are you talking about?
I like that.
What's going on?
It's called What's in Hans's CD Player? What's in Hans's CD Player? What's in Hans's CD Player? We're going to find out today. What's in Hans's CD player? What's in Hans's CD player? What's in Hans's CD player? We're going to find out right now. I hope Hans loves that music because that's fucking hilarious. I don't care
who
you are.
That's pretty damn
funny. One of these days, he's going to be listening to that album.
He blows me away with some of his listenings, and I've found that by...
He has an industrial fan he can use, too, to blow you away.
Yeah. I thought he had like someone who liked him a lot and was into industrial music. He has a fan that's all industrial. No, but I've noticed he's been listening to, you know, Roger Waters, David Gilmour. Now he's listening to The Final Cut by Pink Floyd.
Ooh.
Not my favorite Pink Floyd album.
It's The Wall Part 2, basically. Isn't it like the leftovers of The Wall?
But it was all the shitty songs, I guess, because I don't really... Is that Learning to Fly in those?
No, that's after... That's...
Division Bell?
No, that's Momentary Lapse of Reason.
Okay. Learning to Fly is Tom Petty.
It's also the Foo Fighters, and it's also...
But that's all... It's... Pink Floyd. I don't know. I listened to it a few times. I wasn't a huge fan. Maybe I could go back and listen to it. Who knows?
Who knows? I don't know. But I know that it's an extreme opposite from what was on my turntable today.
Oh.
I was listening to... I don't have it on CD.
Wait a minute. Let me try to guess this time.
Okay, let me give you a setup. I have it on a CD.
It's my dose. My dose.
I have
my
a CD. A CD that's burned onto a cassette. Wait. I have a cassette that's burned onto a CD. And then I have the record, but I like listening to the record better. So that's the setup. And they're from Portland.
Oh,
it's not Dose of Abuse.
Vermont.
It's not Recreation.
Vermont.
We have a winner.
Nice. I was going to guess originally before.
Oh, shit. I'm wearing the shirt. It was just a random pick, and I was listening to the same album.
I was going to
say. I gave it away.
Before.
I said they were from Portland.
Before you said it was from Portland, and maybe it's because Dave's wearing their shirt, I was going to say Supertramp.
I can't believe you're wearing a Supertramp shirt.
I can't either. I don't own a Supertramp shirt. Maybe I stole it from Lance.
Yeah, you don't like Supertramp?
Super Lance.
They're all right. They're okay. They got some really good songs.
So yeah,
what's your favorite Supertramp
song? Listening to the second Vermocht album. This is Beermocht, and that's got an awesome cover on it with a tank and a bunch of beer cans. And it's
we
like
are
a cartoon.
Not Nazis.
Yeah, we are not Nazis. So yeah, check out Vermocht, Beermocht. I don't know if it's available. You can get the CD, I think, on eBay or Amazon, but it's hard to find the vinyl.
Yeah.
Draft Beer, Not Me. No, that's DRI.
No, that's
Draft
right.
Beer.
That's
not
that's on this album, Vermont.
They make bowls Drink and beer, stuff out free. Of vinyl records.
Bowls?
Bowls.
What a waste.
Minute Bowl?
Oh, maybe it's like
they
an
make
Amy
tall,
Grant record.
They make tall black basketball
His son
players.
Is in the seventh grade. And
who?
Minute Bowl.
His son is in
about?
Seventh grade,
and
he's already
7'7". 6'5".
Wow.
That's a tall
But he's only like 65 pounds.
Yeah. That's a tall glass of chocolate milk right there.
Do you think, so a penguin can get to 6 feet tall. Do you think there's ever a 6 foot tall, 100 pound penguin?
No.
Would you be scared of it?
I'd be scared shitless.
You would be scared shitless.
I'd be scared of a 4 foot fucking penguin.
I'd hope it wouldn't be too late to get my stomach pumped to get whatever I ingested out of my system faster.
To be
you're
shitless.
A 6 foot penguin coming after you.
To be shitless.
Well, they could run and
to
then
be shitless, you need
slide on their belly across the ice at you.
Would you need to be shitless? Would you need a vacuum? Or does that just mean
colonoscopy?
What does it mean to be shitless?
If a 6 foot penguin was coming after you, would you rather it sound like Burgess Meredith or Danny DeVito?
I don't know what Burgess Meredith sounds like.
Oh, come on. You're a bum, Rocky. You're a bum. You'll always be a bum.
Okay.
I ain't no bum.
Okay.
You're a bum, Rocky. You're a bum.
If you had an Impala, if you owned an Impala, would you name it Impala Creed?
No.
You mean a car or an animal?
Either.
Oh, an animal, yes. Car, no.
Oh, okay.
I'd name it.
What about Carl Weathers?
I'm taking acting lessons from him, actually. 1900 dollars.
Somebody tell you, play dead.
Just lay there and don't move. It's really easy to act dead. I can't wait. I saw some press releases for the new Arrested Development. Speaking of Carl Weathers and Toby Fuqua, new DVD. No, it's coming out on Netflix.
I thought you were talking about the band Arrested Development.
No, but they have a video with Trailer Park Boys in it. Speaking of Trailer Park Boys, we mentioned last week they're coming to town to Portland. Already sold out.
Oh, I believe it.
Sold out in like 3 days.
The Rose Garden?
No.
That's not really that.
Portland Center for Performing Arts. I think Dustin said it's 880,000 people.
880,000. Well, how many was did it hold?
880,000.
What is that?
The whole 880 people.
Thousand.
That's what he kept doing. But so they sold 880,000 tickets in like 4,000 days.
Man, woo! So they've been on sale for a long time.
The show's coming up in 2 months. Okay, and also, like, last week we talked about, with Carl, we talked about Kirk Cameron freaking out, being a Christian.
Yeah.
Well,
you ever watch those videos?
No, I want to because it's his birthday today.
Nice.
Well, Friday is today.
He should. He can explain
our,
to
in
you
in podcast
why,
world, it's Friday.
He'll tell you why God exists because a banana exists.
Any guesses on Kirk Cameron's age of his growing pains today?
46.
Lesser than, but good.
39.
More than.
43.
Less than.
42.
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner.
Wow.
We got
that's
Kirk
the magical
Cameron,
age 42. Of...
I didn't realize he was younger than me.
Yeah, me too.
42
like,
right there, bam, is,
bam.
You know, that's the answer to life.
Yeah, it's the answer to the question.
42?
Yeah.
How so?
But nobody knows the question.
Yeah.
Deep and what?
Designed a computer for the question. No, Deep Thought was a computer that was designed to answer
what
the question.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
No, Deep Thought is a computer who designed the computer.
Guide to the Galaxy.
And now, Deep Thoughts with Jack Handy.
Do you have a favorite Deep Thought? Roll it.
Let's hear some Deep Thoughts.
God, I wish I had some.
Here's my favorite Deep Thought.
Probably on YouTube.
Here's my favorite Deep Thought.
I can't believe you have one in your memory.
The crows seem to be calling his name, thought Ka.
Thought Ka. Thought Ka.
Yeah, that was his name was Ka.
His name was Ka. The crows are going, Ka, Ka, Ka.
Oh.
The crows seem to be
the one I remember, but I can't remember it word for word. I'll have to bring it up later. It was something about Grandpa being a caveman. But that's just the
Grandpa
little bit.
But yeah, caveman.
Kirk Cameron's birthday also today. Born a local friend and old Victims fan and the creator of this awesome tattoo on my arm. Nick Porter, born today. He's 32 years old. And
what?
32.
Really?
You guys know Nick Porter?
Yeah, he used to work out at a disco, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember him and his friend Ryan.
Yeah, and when he gave me this tattoo, I think he was 27, 28.
Man, that's crazy. He was,
I guess
he was early 20s when he was working out.
Wait, who?
Nick Porter.
I'm just kidding.
We just wanted to say your name again, Nick.
Yeah. Does he listen to the show?
I doubt it, but I'm going to post a link to his page. I give birthday shout-outs just so I can post it on the internet so people will come and listen to the show.
I thought
just
you were
going to
say, yep. I give birth.
Now, I don't
Nick,
give
Nick
birth.
Nick Porter, isn't that like a new microbrew?
No, it's some, yeah. I was thinking it was wine, but that's port. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Nick
Porter.
Port of call.
So he gives tattoos and stuff down in Eugene. Go check him out on Facebook, I guess. I don't remember what place you work at, but happy birthday, Nick. You little
word up, dude.
You little Discovery Plastics reject.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
To
yeah, come back to the reunion. We're having a reunion these days.
A disco plastic reunion.
Wow.
Plastic disco. It's called Plastic Disco Balls.
I'll show you disco
balls. That's
going
back a semester or two.
I'll show you disco balls. Hey, do you think Motorhead has ever performed with a disco ball in the venue?
Yes.
Spinning with lights on it?
Hmm?
Probably so, huh? They're putting out a new DVD.
Oh, I thought you had a story about them doing that.
No, I was just trying to make a segue between disco ball and Motorhead.
That's a pretty good segue.
Not too bad, huh? Yeah. So, yeah, they're having a new DVD called The World Is Ours, Volume 2. Any place crazy as anywhere else.
So the world wasn't theirs during Volume 1?
No, that's a long name for a DVD, too. It's called The World Is Ours, Volume 2, Any Place Crazy as Anywhere Else. Maybe that's kind of like Louder Than Anything Else or
I don't know.
Anywhere Else.
No, I'm just not understanding because part one of this, what was it called?
The World Is Ours.
Part one, well, apparently it didn't happen.
Apparently.
Why?
Because they had needed to have a part two.
Oh, no, I think it was just so much that they had to add a volume two.
It's like that Encyclopedia Brown episode.
Oh, okay.
Remember Encyclopedia Brown?
Yeah,
we talked about that on another episode with someone who didn't know who he was. But yeah, they call the volume one, it's sibling. It's a sibling DVD called Any Place Crazy.
Ah.
Now it's all coming together.
What was the second line? Any place crazy?
Any place crazy as anywhere else. And this, the World Is Yours tour was 2011. They headlined Wacken or Wacken, Waken, Wack. I think you'd pronounce it Wacken. Like Christopher Walken.
Which is bigger, this microphone cover or that thing on his face?
Probably the Cocoa Puff on his face.
Yeah.
Would probably, if you popped it off, you could use it for a microphone cover.
Yeah. Yeah.
But.
Or
it,
a Cocoa
use it
Puff.
For a footstool.
So also, they're having a big tour in Europe.
Sorry, just kidding.
2012 tour starting November 5th. Direct tour support from Anthrax. So.
Anthrax is opening for Motorhead. That's cool.
Yeah, on the whole European tour.
I'll be darned.
I heard on one of those dates, Public Enemy is going to join them.
Are they going to bring the noise?
Yep.
Bring the noise! What's in Hans' CD player? Whoop! Do you guys hate or love or like or dislike Matthew McConaughey? He's been in a couple good movies, right?
Yeah.
But he's always got his shirt off. He's always looking chiseled and buffed.
I don't think he's really. He doesn't portray himself as that bright.
No, he's kind of a dumb surfer.
Well, he can't. He's not bright enough to portray himself as all that bright.
I didn't mind Lincoln Lawyer, though. It was kind of all right.
Wasn't he in that Mike movie, the stripper movie, Mike?
I would not know.
Come on, you guys. You heard of
that movie, Mike?
Don't fucking lie. You never heard of it. Magic Mike?
Oh, I've heard of Magic Mike.
It just came out. It's about a male stripper dude.
Yeah. I haven't seen any previews or anything.
Well, stories were abounding that McConaughey might have AIDS. But it turned out he just lost 30 pounds for a film that he's doing.
Oh, okay.
That he's going to play a guy who has AIDS.
Yeah, I saw that picture, and then it was over.
He looks all
and then you click on the story, and it's...
Yeah. And so
like,
he just...
Is he dying? And then you click on the story, and it says, he's just up for a movie role.
Well, you know how some actors are, like, really involved in their projects, and they'll go to great lengths to become the person. So apparently he's been having anal sex with guys for the last couple months to try to get ready for the role.
What were you asking about earlier?
No, you're lying.
What?
I'm lying. What? I just made that up. No, but he's just been drinking a lot of tea and not eating. And he's forcing his body to live off of what it already has in itself. And he says it's fucking him up a little bit. But I think that's pretty dedicated, I guess.
There better be a lot of zeros on that paycheck.
Yeah, if he's getting it up.
Well, I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
Probably at least a million zeros. Or no, at least six zeros, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Maybe seven.
Yeah, I would think at least seven.
I'm trying to think of a good... Was he in that movie called Frailty?
Well, he was
he?
In Dazed and Confused.
Well, yeah. But you remember Frailty?
Yeah, but I don't remember who was in it.
I'm pretty sure it was that dude and another dude, and Bill Paxton was a dad, and Bill Paxton was just telling them they had to kill all the demon people, and they were just murdering people because they weren't... They were demons.
What if him and... I don't remember that movie.
Frailty, it's a good
movie.
I don't
think I saw it.
You should watch it. It's
pretty
good.
But I think him and Owen...
Hart.
Owen Flatnose Wilson?
Owen Wilson.
Wilson!
I think him and Owen Wilson should be brothers in a movie.
Who and Owen Wilson?
Matthew McConaughey.
They kind of got a smashed nose, both of them.
They're both dumb.
They're both dumb blonde dudes.
That should be the name of it. Both dumb blonde dudes. BDBD.
Dumb blonde dudes.
BDBD.
Who else would they fit in that category?
BDBD. Is that Twiggy?
Who?
Dumb blonde dudes.
Billy Rowley.
No, I was going
to
say.
We need one more to fit in the car.
Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Daniels.
But he's not dumb. He's really smart.
He plays a really good
dumb. He plays a good dumb guy.
You go Andy Dick just to throw things off.
He's not dumb as much as he is just burned out.
Handy Dick. Yeah. I like that movie. What's his name?
David Spade?
No. The
he Andy, almost went to child star.
I'm having a brain fart.
Oh, you're talking about Danny Rowan.
Yeah, Danny Rowan, first time director. Yeah.
That movie was so...
I love that show.
That was him. That was reality TV.
It was called Danny Rowan, first time director.
That was reality TV.
And he plays basically himself.
He plays a director for the first time.
I think it's an alcoholic.
Who just
drug
came
addict.
Out of rehab, trying to get his life back together, and then just starts drinking.
He chugs this thing, thinking that it's water, and he's like, oh my God, that's real vodka.
Yeah. And then he just starts.
Oh my God! And he's like,
it's like on the set of his,
movie.
Set of his movie. He just starts chugging it. It's fucking hilarious.
It's a good movie. If you gotta check it out. Maybe
it's hilarious.
Hulu.
You gotta put aside any Andy Dix, that dumb guy.
There's a little Jack Black cameo in it. He comes on his Harley.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
I listened to some of his stand-up CDs. They're just kind of weird, too, the way that he goes with the crowd.
I don't know about him as far as stand-up. But
what about like a news radio, man? That show is classic.
I should go back and watch that because I love Phil Hartman. I like Andy Dick.
You have not watched those?
I just watched
Dave
a couple
Foley?
When it was on.
Fucking Joe Rogan.
Wasn't Dave Foley part of the Bright Citizens Brigade?
Kids in the Hall.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, huge part of Kids in the Hall.
But I think that guy may have came on with Amy Poehler and those guys in the Ass
maybe.
Cat.
Maybe
one time. Yeah. You ever watch that?
Yeah, I think he has.
Did you say Ass
I've
Hat?
Seen that before.
Ass Cat.
Ass Cat. Okay.
Yeah, with like six S's.
Yeah, we talked about Ass Hat, too, a couple weeks ago about the definition of Ass Hat. Do you know what it is? Yeah. Besides a room that you used to play poker in with Dustin. Ass Hat Casino. It's someone who has shit for brains, apparently.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Do you know the definition of Turd Willis?
What you talking about, Turd Willis?
The definition of Turd Willis is, it's a noun. It is someone who does not like to be called a Turd Willis.
I bet Ike Willis is a Turd Willis.
Yeah, but you could never call him that because then he wouldn't be one.
What did you say? Well, what you talking about, Turd Willis? Why would he wouldn't be one?
Would you call me?
Because if you if I called you a Turd Willis and you liked it, then you wouldn't be a Turd Willis.
Because he wouldn't call you that anymore.
Yeah, but he wouldn't like it if you called him a Turd Willis.
Then he'd be a Turd Willis.
Yeah.
But he still wouldn't like it.
Exactly.
And he'd still be Ike Willis.
As soon as he started liking it, he'd no longer be a Turd Willis.
Yeah, but I could still call him it.
You
yeah.
know, what you're talking about is his middle name. Ike, what you talking about,
if
Willis?
If you want to get a San Francisco jersey of Patrick Willis, it would say Willis on the back.
And you could put what you talking about. Maybe his name,
people would just ask you what you were talking about.
Maybe his middle name is what you talking about, too. What's his first name?
Patrick.
Patrick, what you talking about, Willis?
Was Bruce named after him?
Bruce, what you talking about, Willis?
Bruce Willis?
I love, have you ever watched the show Between Two Ferns?
Yes, with Zach
Galifianakis.
Between
Two Ferns. It's an interview show, dude. You got to check it out. Zach Galifianakis.
It's on YouTube.
Yes. Zach Ackerman actually writes for that from Comedy Bang Bang.
Wasn't there just a couple of them so far, though?
No, there's like a dozen, I think, so far.
Wow.
Steve Carroll.
Man,
Bruce
we had
Willis
one.
Bruce Willis was on there.
What you talking about?
No, that's what he said. That's what he said when he was on there. Bruce Willis came on, and he's like, what you talking about, Bruce?
Oh, at least he didn't say Willis.
What you talking about, Bruce?
You ever seen that video clip of Gary Coleman on the hood of the car?
Mm-mm.
You haven't seen that? Oh,
is he dead?
No, he's a security guard.
Oh.
And he's trying to keep the guys from leaving.
And they're saying, what are you talking about?
No. Oh. Gary Coleman climbs onto the hood of their car.
Yeah.
And so they say, hey, that's Gary Coleman. They get out of camera and they start videotaping it. And Gary Coleman was a security guard and the guys had done something. He didn't want them to leave.
And then he shit on the car. The dude's car, man. It was hilarious.
So did he say what you talking about, Willis?
No.
I wish he would have.
I know. He should. You know.
He's probably so tired of people saying, will you say what you talking about, Willis?
Well, not anymore. He's not. Mm-hmm.
He's really tired.
Yeah.
He's tired of being dead. His wife pushed him down the stairs, I think.
Did you see the Between Two Ferns with Sean Penn?
Well, how high of a rise could there have been for his steps?
It was three steps. Just kidding.
Three steps, so about
he tumbled
maybe,
four
maybe
times. Head over heels four times, then three
Head
steps.
Head over heels.
And they were each only 6 inches high.
What's that? I've only seen that's Tears for Fears.
All right.
Meanwhile,
I've only seen one episode of Between Two Ferns, and it was with was Will Ferrell on one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I saw.
Or you say you haven't seen the Natalie Portman one.
No, but she's hot.
Dude, she... All
right. Does he
we're going to watch that.
Right now?
Yeah.
On the air?
No.
During the break?
Yeah.
Thanks, you guys, for listening. We hope you guys have an awesome Friday. There's something going on tonight.
The Maiden Show.
That's right. I'm going to be on stage at the WOW Hall playing with just my acoustic guitar.
Nice.
And a special guest.
Hey,
did you see
that you're going to play?
Did you see
the
tickets?
One song you're going to play.
One song?
Mm-hmm.
Seasons in the Fucking Abyss.
Acoustic? No good.
Yep. Solo acoustic. With the F, so going to be doing some Tenacious D with the producer and arranger of this song here. Floyd's going to join me on stage. So I saw the tickets too. It says Made Northwest, Sick Man, and Terry Guile in really big letters on the ticket. So famous now. So yeah, come down to the Wow Hall tonight, you guys. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, see you there. And if you can't make it because you live too far away.
Fuck yeah. just kidding.
Pay
I love
somebody
you.
To go for you.
That's right. We'd like to thank our guest, Dave Wambacher, for being on the show short notice.
My pleasure as always.
Because fucking Will Woodruff canceled on us like he always does.
Oh, my brother's going to prison.
Wham. Yeah.
I know, like I haven't heard that excuse before.
I know, it's his third time to prison. Three strikes, you're out, brother.
Oh, really? I hope it's not
serious.
No,
I don't know. It's at least his second time. Thanks for listening. Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Two strikeouts and you're out.
Happy Friday.
Rock on.
And metal. Hey, all you taggots. We're looking for something to do? Of course you are. You don't want to just sit at home and be a stick in the mud. Wednesday, October 10th, we got at the Rogue Theater in Grants Pass, Head PE, with special guest We Have Guns opening the show. That's Wednesday night. On the next night, Thursday, October 11th, at the Bossa Nova Ballroom in Portland, Head PE once again, with our friends 30 Pound Test opening the show. Also playing will be American Overdose, Knothead, Kingdom Under Fire, and Lacaro. $14 in advance, $17 at the door. It's all ages. It starts at 7 p.m. and you can get discount tickets from the guys from 30 Pound Test. So just hit those guys up and they'll give you a great deal. Friday night, October 12th at the Wow Hall in Eugene, we got Maiden Northwest, an Iron Maiden tribute band. Sick Man, Alice in Chains tribute band will be opening the show. Actually, I will open it before they play. That's $7 in advance, $10 at the door. It starts at 8 o'clock. It's all ages as well. The 13th at the Dixie Creek Saloon, we got Catechus, American Roulette, and Bury the Goat, put on by Willamette Valley local music scene, Dave Wilson. Bury that goat. 9 p.m., that's a free show, of course, 21 and over, at the Dixie Creek Saloon. We got a heavy metal cancer slaying benefit show at the Oak Street Speakeasy. That's the same night, so if you're not in the Tangent area and you're in Eugene, go down to the Speakeasy. It's at 915 Oak Street in Eugene. There will be Tormentium, Elohim, Septic Burial, and Bloodlust, which is a Venom tribute band. Starts at 8 o'clock. A $5 donation will get you a raffle ticket, and they got a ton of great prizes, so check that out. It's 21 and over. Sunday, October 14th, I'll be at the Ash Street Saloon in Portland telling jokes at the Down and Dirty Comedy Showcase with Pat Perkins, Matt Steiner, Grace Sadie, Carson Creasy, Stephanie Pirtle, Sean C. Connery, not to be confused with the Sean Connery, and Anthony Lopez will be headlining the show. That's a $5 cover, 9 p.m., 21 and over. Wednesday, October 24th, we got Black Tusk playing with Nether Regions, Lord Dying, and Towers at Plan B. That's 1305 Southeast 8th Street in Portland. $8 at the door, 9 p.m., 21 and over. October 26th at the Blacklight Lounge in Salem, we got Crimson Guardian, Brutos, and a Killing Dove. $4 at the door, 9 p.m., 21 and over. That's 610 Marion Street in Salem. And there's a lot of stuff going on Halloween weekend, Saturday, October 27th, at the Wandering Goat in Eugene, an acoustic night with Mike Scheit of Yob and Phil Merwin from Dirt Clot Fight. It's going to be a great show. It starts at 9 o'clock. I believe it's $5 at the door. Also that night at the Dixie Creek Saloon, there's a big Halloween party that Dave Wilson and those guys are putting on with the Berated, Blood Oath, and American Overdose. Which, didn't they just play? Didn't I just say that? Yeah, I'm freaking out. That's a 9 p.m. show as well, 21 and over, free at the Dixie Creek Saloon. And then if you're at neither one of those places, go to the Black Forest in Eugene and watch Gladhander, Awake, and Liquid with Electric Funeral at the Black Forest. That's 9 p.m., also a free show. November 11th, it's a ways off, but we're waiting for that. Napalm Death will be at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland. It's a Sunday night. We're trying to procure a interview with those guys on the phone. And if that doesn't happen, we're still going to the show. So you should go as well. Napalm Death at the Hawthorne Theater. And Saturday, November 17th, Dixie Creek Saloon, that we're having our comedy showcase number 4 with our second live taping of the Tagcast podcast. Our headliner that night is Andy Andrist from The Man Show and The Unbookables. Jesse Priest and I will both be doing sets, and Dustin will be hosting the show. That's free. And it starts at 9:30, 21 and over. And I think that's all I got for you guys. So listen back next week for the, what do you call it? Concert calendar. Thanks for listening.
Extra special thanks to Rock Out Radio for airing classic Tagcast episodes on their Free for All Fridays. A block of podcasts they play. We air at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, but the block starts at 6 p.m.
We encourage our listeners to check out all of the shows on rockoutradio.com.
Got a dirty truck? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash, just 5 miles east of I-5, exit 216.
TagCastPodcast.com.